Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Michael Martin, who's president and CEO of the NWFA, the National Wood Flooring Association. Michael, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Despite all the social distancing and the fact that business conditions are pretty lethargic right now, right?
Yes.
You're in St. Louis. How bad is it in St. Louis?
You know, we're not as bad as our neighbors in Illinois. I think they just hit 900, and we have about 60 cases here.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, we're doing pretty well.
So prior to March 1st, which is kind of when everything started to fall apart, how are things going in the wood business for our first 2 months?
Yeah, I mean, what we know is that a lot of people were having record years. You know, they thought last year they were coming back, and then this year they were doing pretty well. So I think at the mill level, a lot of mills were having a pretty good first quarter. And then, you know, obviously everything changed rather quickly. But we're doing a series of podcasts with our members on a daily basis and just trying to check in and see what's going on out there. And, you know, for the most part, people are being able to finish the work that they had on their books. And they're also maybe finding a way to do work that was scheduled for condos or places that weren't going to be occupied. But that does really vary by municipality and by state as far as who's central and how construction is going.
Am I catching you at home or do you come into the office?
No, I'm at home. I've got myself all set up here.
Most people know the NWFA show was scheduled for the end of April, and it was going to be in Milwaukee this year. The show dates were the 28th to the 30th, and so you've come up with an alternative to do it virtually on the web. We'll get to that in just a minute. And in anticipation of your show, we did a hardwood flooring report, which is a 10-page article that comes out, I think, later this afternoon, and we'll be putting that on our digital edition on Floor Daily probably this afternoon. And by the way, you also have an article in that, and I appreciate you writing that for us, which compliments.
Well, I appreciate you asking our opinion and allowing us to participate. I know I always look forward to that issue every year. Really kind of give us an idea of where wood is.
Yeah. Well, last year in 19 versus 18, wood was down, and it's frustrating because it is the product that everyone aspires to have in their home. But nowadays, they're, you know, saving just a little bit of money and paying a little less. And in many cases, they're going with an alternative faux wood look.
I do think that's about to change. Seeing some of these plastic products be in the market long enough to maybe not deliver on some of their promises. And, you know, as with any new technology, once it's in place for 3 or 4 years, you start to see what the wear and tear actually looks like. I don't really like to talk about the attributes of other products besides the benefit. I'd rather talk about the benefits of wood. And we all know the benefits of wood. And if anything, the challenges, I think, have made wood stronger. We've come up with better finishes. You know, we've come up with better scratch resistance, water resistance. I won't use the word waterproof. But the competition in the channel has made for a better product, I think, at the end of the day for wood. And I think as the other products start to play through the market, we'll see people come back to that and recognize that the technology is there.
Well, I'd like to say I live in a 117-year-old house that has its original wood floors in it, and the floor is doing fine. So let's get to this virtual expo.
Yes. You know, as you mentioned, we were scheduled to be in Milwaukee this year. We had a really great show lined up. Our numbers are really looking good. So we're very disappointed that we won't be able to have what I kind of refer to as the family reunion of the wood flooring industry. You know, it's really good for people to be together and see each other. So what we immediately set out to do when we were forced to cancel, and, you know, obviously we were forced to cancel with what was being said at the federal level as well as the state of Wisconsin not allowing anyone to congregate in more than groups of 10.
Yeah.
Clearly there was no way to hold a show, plus the travel restrictions. And really just this, for the most part, you know, our biggest concern was the safety of our attendees and the safety of our attendees and the safety of our staff and our members obviously takes precedent over the commercial side of what we do with Expo. But we really do miss that family reunion type session that we typically see with our Expo. You know, we're a little smaller show than, say, a Coverings, which I know is also going through the same situation. Their show was scheduled the week before ours and has also had to cancel and is now doing a virtual trade show as well.
Yeah.
So we're all sort of in the same boat. And, you know, the coronavirus, if anything, has proven that all humans are created equal. We've got to learn how to get through this experience together. Back to the Expo, I guess.
Yeah. So it's going to be a portal on the NWFA Expo site. You're going to issue a schedule, I believe, later today. You are going to have to do some of this by schedule because some of this is going to be live, right?
Yeah. You know, the concept is to still have a live event. So we're bringing people together during that same time period. So we'll start on Wednesday, April 29th. We're using our existing Expo website. So just go to nwfaexpo.org. and you'll be able to get in. You'll be able to register. Registration is really simple. And we've got, you know, the education elements as long alongside the networking opportunities with our exhibitors. Within each exhibitor's showcase, they'll be able to show their product. They can put up to a three-minute video. They'll be able to show their show specials, what they were going to do at the show anyway. So none of that really changes. It's just the way that we interact. So that portion's live every day for about 3 hours. In addition to the networking with our exhibitors, we've got 30 speakers lined up. 6 of those will be live education sessions, so you'll have the ability to interact live. 5 recorded education sessions will be there, but we'll still do live Q&A at the end of some of those. We have demos from our NWFA regional instructors. So again, you know, the hands-on training that happens at the NWFA Expo where people are standing around watching a demo, those are very popular. So we found a way to bring those into a virtual reality, and you can still ask questions and look at things. And we're going to end things with the Wood Floor of the Year Awards, which is kind of the, you know, the creme de la creme Oscar-type moment for the wood flooring industry. And we've come up with some ways of producing that this year from a video standpoint that I think will be exciting to watch. Then the other thing that we've added, which is the NWFA Expo, is also a time when people just get together and they talk with their friends. So we've added some social aspects in, such as a happy hour, and then we have networking rooms for people designated by what they're interested in, and they can meet their friends at a certain time. They just have to tell them, you know, hey, Bill, meet me at 2 o'clock in the Emerging Leaders meeting, and we'll have a beer, and we'll talk over whatever we need to or whatever that works like. So we'll kick things off with a COVID-19 Economic Impact Panel, and we'll end things with the Wood Floor Year Awards. And in between, we'll have about 30 to 35 different opportunities for folks to network, get together, and then also visit with our exhibitors. But we've also expanded this to reach anybody that wants to come, as opposed to having to be a member of NWFA and having to have the travel and the expense of coming to the expo. This year we've opened it up to everybody and it's free. Yeah. So whether you're a member or not, please come to the expo and see the latest in wood flooring trends.
All right, it's all free. Some of it's going to be static, some of it's going to be virtual. So be interesting to see. You know, so what some people complain about as they're doing more and more GoToMeeting and Zoom is that you can't do multiple conversations at one time. It's difficult to do that. So be interesting to see how this does. And I'm glad you're giving it a try. There's going to be no replacement for a real trade show, and we look forward to having that next year. And hopefully all this will be behind us. But again, let's go through this real quick. So it's April 29th to May 1st. And you'll be issuing a schedule through us on Floor Daily.
Yep.
And then you go to nwfaexpo.org, and that's your portal to both the static and virtual part of this trade show, right?
That's right. And so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the 29th through the 1st, we run about 10 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we have some breaks in there too. You can come and go as you please, but you also can schedule your day around the session.
Yeah.
And that's scheduled all at nwfaexpo.org.
All right, Michael. I look forward to participating and hope that's a success. Again, we're talking to Michael Martin about his NWFA Virtual Expo. Michael's the president and CEO of the NWFA, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.